What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Oh no, where'd you go? I don't know, bingy dingy.
Bingy dingy.
I love that it's just
over.
That it is fully a reflex for you now. Where
it really is. I mean, there is no thought.
Like, I think you knew where it started.
Yeah, I knew that.
And then it's just like, I'm out of things. Yeah. Zip-a-dingy.
It's what it auto comes out.
Which is such a weird go-to line.
It is. It's just, you know, it's the trajectory I set myself on about 280 shows ago. And we're not going to miss out on it. And the beginning, I mean, we are drafting businesses that we miss.
Yes.
So some of these businesses, they went out of business.
It's really sad to me that I had to scat last episode where there was no 101. And now,
there was. You got it right.
Well, sure, but it's a marginal irrelevant gap.
Okay.
Well, but now today, usually my favorite show is the one right after I scat, so that I am the furthest away. But I'm the third pick now, and there are two clear, awesome picks in this draft.
Yeah, and I
might be able to get you one, Jay.
Okay, thank you.
I did preview my picks to the producers, the first couple picks, and they had a disagreement about what number one was. So businesses that we miss, we'll be drafting that shortly. There are more than you think. Companies that we grew up with or that used to exist that were awesome, but then they couldn't do the accounting properly.
They vanished, or
they couldn't adapt to the future.
Yeah, that's true.
The internet comes from everybody.
Really?
Well, yeah, of course.
Sure.
But this is episode 280. My son was reminding me we're approaching 300 episodes. Would you rather Situation Room and that special draft coming later on the show? You can follow us at Spitballers Pod over on X, Instagram.com/Spitballers Pod. We always appreciate your reviews. If you like the show, if you enjoy it, tell a friend. It doesn't hurt you.
Tell a family.
Tell
an entire...
Tell six families.
Town.
Here's the thing. If you tell two families...
And tell them
and
to tell two families.
And then they tell two families.
Yeah.
Before you know it.
16 families will be listening or something. All right, we're going to start.
Would you rather?
Oh, we have to do it where, like, if you don't tell. Oh, my gosh, this is the way to do it.
The old chain letter?
Yeah, if you don't pass this podcast along to someone you know, someone in your family will.
It's usually a dog gets shot.
Shot?
Yeah. So you gotta. We love dogs around here.
Yeah. Don't kill a dog.
Tell
people about this show.
People about this show. Keep the dogs alive.
I thought you cared about dogs out there.
They
we'll
do.
See.
They're
we'll
gonna
see.
Tell everybody.
Okay.
Caden from the website. Would you rather have a password protected refrigerator?
We're back to the passwords.
Or password protected toilet? You will need to enter your password as well as the code from a 2FA text message to use either appliance.
Yeah, come on.
We gotta update this question to two different appliances because one of these things is an advantage and one of these things is a nightmare.
I have never in my life ran to my fridge with my pants already getting primed to be removed, clenching, like sweaty, and feeling like I'm about to poop in my pants. So this one's really easy.
This one, look, the amount of times that I do open my refrigerator.
I can change it.
Without ever being hungry or needing, it's just boredom open. Like I'm just standing in the kitchen.
Checking it out.
And I just check it out. And I just go in like, maybe there's something in here that is going to make me happy. And so I'll open the door and just look. And if there was a password and a 2FA on that fridge, that's an upgrade for my life.
16-digit password for the refrigerator, 4-digit for the toilet.
You can't have...
You can't lock the toilet, man.
You can't lock the toilet. Mike and I are in sync on this. You can't have a one button. There are times.
No? What about just a thumbprint?
There are times.
You've had it back when the iPhone, when you had your fingerprint there and it like wouldn't go.
Uh-huh.
And then you go.
And then, that's what I was thinking. You're like, oh, no. Because the body is the closer you get to the toilet, the body
knows.
Oh, yeah.
It won't acclimate to a password?
No, it's going, I'm looking at the toilet. Release.
Okay. All right. So final answer.
We gotta find what is a different object in our life, a different appliance that would maybe be more akin to a refrigerator that would be really annoying to have a password on?
I mean, it's like remote control for your TV.
Getting into your bed?
Yeah, I think the TV remote's
pretty good.
Is good because both the television and the refrigerator are sources of entertainment.
Okay. So
not sustenance. Okay.
No.
Not nutrition.
Correct. They are pure entertainment.
You view
machines.
Your fridge the same you do the TV.
That's correct.
I'm going to watch the newest. I'm going to binge watch.
They call it binge watching for a reason because it's like, oh, I'm going to binge this refrigerator.
You ever binge and binge?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I knew that.
That's the only way to binge.
Yeah. I do think that.
I had a password on my TV once.
You had a like self-imposed?
Mm-hmm.
This was like to get you to
break the habit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know televisions had that.
Got real good at that.
They have them for children. They have them for children.
Oh, I've got that stuff.
And I set one up and I gave the like master code to a friend. And I was like, dude, I'm just watching too much TV. I want to be more productive in work.
You went like accountability,
buddy. I did it like I was probably 19, 20. I had my like single living in a townhouse. I was killing too much time watching TV. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to set that up, and it's like 2 hours a day.
How long did this stay?
How many days?
Hold on. We got to try and guess this.
Yeah, write it down.
Okay.
I'm not sure I know the answer.
But you got an estimate.
You know
a ballpark.
I have a guess.
I'm going to say.
I think I got a hold of that master code.
Okay. All right.
It's
got
to be under 2 weeks.
I have 2 weeks.
Oh, you went two? I'm taking the under of 2 weeks.
I think it was like 6 months.
No.
Yeah. No, for real.
I believe it.
We tell the truth on this show, Andy.
Here's why I believe it. 19-year-olds don't want to put passwords on their television because they're watching too much TV. When you do that, you're someone that's going to commit to bettering yourself. And I'm proud of you.
I think I made it like 6 months. Yeah.
I'm proud of your 19-year-old.
And then I was like, you know what? I got this.
How much?
Give me the code!
How much World of Warcraft were you playing at that time?
Did not have a password on that. No, I needed to reprioritize my screen time.
Back in that day, go ahead, lock up the television. It is
that's
not
fair.
Needed.
That was a coexisting time of my life.
I think he probably put the passcode on the TV because it was getting in to the World of Warcraft
time.
It's like, okay, I got to password protect this thing. It's really cutting into my WoW.
It was the equivalent of the New Year's resolution that you have with like, a fitness, like you sign up for the gym and then however people fade away from the gym, it was the same with like, you know what? I at that time of my life, I decided the TV was getting in the way of my WoW time.
Six months is good though. So let's say TV or refrigerator.
I'd put it on the fridge.
Me too.
It shouldn't be a source of entertainment.
I need to go to the TV fast sometimes for like a sporting event.
You know, we could actually do this really easily. I'm thinking about my pantry. Is also a problem.
Is it entertainment palooza in there?
Absolutely.
What if you took the door?
Yeah, brother.
What if you took the door off your pantry? Would that actually help you?
Help? That would hurt. That would hurt me.
Oh, I thought you locked yourself in there. We've seen videos.
No. I'm saying what I need to do is put one of those like doorknobs with the passcode on it to get in.
Yeah.
So that, you know, and self-closing, self-latching.
Of course.
For sure.
Yeah.
It should send your amount of entries to a friend.
Oh, every time I unlock my
everyone
fridge,
gets a text message.
Or,
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That would help.
Do you know how much DoorDash I would be doing? Or Uber Eats?
I know exactly what you'd be doing. You'd be going, hey.
You'd be putting a doorstop in.
Hey, Jersey.
I'd be putting a doorstop in.
Jersey, go get me something from the fridge. Yeah.
Does she have her own code?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh, Jersey's really been in the fridge a lot this week.
And then we'll be messaging you. I'm pretty concerned about your kids, man. They're going to the pantry 20 times a day.
That is actually a wild idea of like social shaming your bad habits, where you can automatically alert friends of like, I am doing something I'm trying to not do.
I just made this joke at lunch the other day that what if your daily caloric intake was a digital sign around your neck?
It would change things.
And you walk around and you have to have it visible at all times in society.
It would change things.
That's right. And we're all back to wanting to lock our TVs up, baby.
Accountability, a.k.a. shame everybody.
There's a huge difference. There's a huge difference.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me think this through, because I think the accountability in this example is entirely shame. Right? What is sort of.
Because that's only because eating to excess without anybody seeing you is socially acceptable and it's unhealthy for you. So all it is putting something into practice that is genuinely healthier for human beings. So it's hard to say that it's just pure shame.
Well, is it shameful to shame actual shameful things?
We could have a long debate about that. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, When you're shaming someone, call a spade a spade. Yeah, when you're shaming someone, it seems entirely negative. Like, there is no world where you can shame someone and it's good. It's like, oh, don't shame a person. But there's things that should be shameful. There's shameful things that should be like, hey, don't do that.
Yeah, like if everybody...
You shouldn't be ashamed.
If everybody in society, if you cheated on your taxes, you had to wear a scarlet letter, that's not... I mean,
yeah,
that's
don't be
fine.
Ashamed of that. Yeah.
No, I'm saying you would be... If you're ashamed of that, that's fine.
Totally. I would never.
I don't know. Where are we going with this?
I don't know. But the picture of Jason in the pantry has been shared in our Slack.
Oh, no. This is a public thing?
No. No, it's too shameful, Jason. Okay. We wouldn't do that to you.
Just talk about it. Just tell
this
the people.
This is like a murder suspect being caught on camera.
Oh, yeah.
Turning back towards the camera.
Yeah. No, That was shameful.
The only thing getting killed, some Hawaiian rolls.
Oh, man. Murder that bread.
Oh, man.
Next question.
All right. Jasmine from Patreon, would you rather have your car break down on the highway during rush hour? That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Or be forced to tie up a single occupancy restroom for 30 minutes at a fancy restaurant and emerge to a line of waiting patrons?
Oh, It's pretty easily the bathroom for me.
What?
Yeah.
I think I could make up a...
Oh, brother.
Why that happens.
You're telling me that there's not a part of you...
What's your line in your life?
Exactly. That you're not walking out with a huge line and you hit people with a do not go in there?
I get it. I would hit Woo! Them with that. Yeah. I would pull the Ace Ventura reference out. I would love that. That would be the only saving grace.
I mean, you have to leave right afterwards, but
genuinely, that I don't even understand. I don't understand how you're both like immediately thinking that
because
that's
a car,
impossible.
A car breaking down.
Yeah, I can make a reason why I was in there that long.
They know the reason. You don't gotta say nothing. They know the reason.
Hey, pal, what were you doing in there?
What were you doing in there so long?
Like, you're gonna know real soon.
Okay. Yeah, you will. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, what would your reason
like
be?
I was reading.
It's like, what?
Couldn't get the toilet seat up.
Got caught in a good book.
I don't. No. Yeah, okay, there's no reason. But I feel like you make the funny joke and then you move states.
Just breaking down at any time is just terrible. Now add in that you're on the highway.
Rush hour. Yeah, you're not like, pulled over. You were stuck. This breakdown, you didn't get a chance to pull over. You're stuck in the lane.
You'll be there for well over an hour.
Are you even supposed to get out? You are, right? I mean,
I don't think so.
That seems dangerous. If you're in the middle lane, if you're in the middle lane of rush hour, and you literally have your car breakdown where I can't move, shouldn't you stay in your car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as opposed to get out and like walk through the highway traffic?
I think correct.
You got to stay buckled in your car.
Yeah, you stay and you turn your flashers on, and then eventually everything will come to a halt around you. And maybe you'll be able to push over.
I think you would call 911 in that situation. Let them know you're broke down on the highway.
Yeah, they'll come.
And
make
a police
the path.
Officer will come and keep you safe.
Oh, they're going to honk at you for a while.
Yes. it's gonna
hit
be
him with the flashers.
It's gonna be terrible.
I'll tell you what.
There's no car horns while you're in the bathroom.
I will tell you what is worse than car horns on a freeway. It's a simple knock on the door. Knock on the door in the fancy restroom. If you, I.
How many are you getting?
Thirty minutes. 30 minutes. I'm getting a ton because it waits. It escalates, right? You're not getting any for.
All right, give me the line.
6 or 7
Mike,
minutes.
Mike, I'm knocking the first time. Okay.
Okay.
How do I do a knock sound in here? All right, give me the line, Mike.
Occupied.
Okay, that's the first time. Go ahead. There's 10 minutes later.
I'm still here.
Oh, really? That's all you're going with?
Yeah.
Are you okay in there?
No.
I was ready to move on to the next statement, but as soon as you say no.
That's part of it.
Now, okay, do I need to call for help?
I got this.
That's
the response. So 10 more minutes.
Okay.
10 more minutes.
Buddy, you need to wrap it up in there.
It's just one of them days.
Oh my gosh.
You don't like public restrooms anyway. So the idea of everybody standing outside.
Oh, it's a terrible idea, but I'm weighing two terrible options.
Can you imagine the walk of shame? Because this doesn't say there's.
I'm coming in.
This doesn't say
whether
that
you
there
like it or not.
Is a person waiting for you. This says that there is a long line of people.
Yeah.
Of waiting patrons. So you are doing the walk of shame. And I guarantee you this. If I'm in that line, if I'm one of those persons standing there waiting, I am going to laser beam taking this thing that emerges from the bathroom. And when that monster walks out of this bathroom, I am death staring them down and judging them like crazy.
That's shame. And everybody has a bad day at the office.
Not at the fancy restaurant. You clear that out before you get here.
Do you, at any point in the 30 minutes, like if there's a bunch of knocks coming, do you start making like shriek sounds of pain?
I 100% start looking for a window. I if there's a window in that bathroom, I don't care how small it is, I am squeezing through it.
So, well, hold on then. Do you leave the door locked?
Oh, for sure.
You just go get in the line like, what's
we're all trying to figure out.
What's going on here? What's this line
for? I bet there's no one even in there.
Have you tried?
Yeah, then you bust the door down and you're
the hero.
Oh, whoever's in here, he dropped a big one.
You're welcome, everybody. Enjoy your
dinner.
While
I'm in here, I might as well use it.
Bathroom's open and then you get a roaring applause. Everyone's like, the hero.
This is a great plan. Yeah, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
We're all trying to figure out. All right. So, Jason, we know which one you were going with.
Yeah.
I think me and Mike are willing to take the poop.
I will. No matter what, I'm taking that one.
All right. Let's go here. Nando from Patreon. Would you rather be Santa Claus or be the Tooth Fairy?
Okay.
Honestly,
the only advantage to the Tooth Fairy is I can fly.
Yeah, I honestly need to know about 60 seconds worth of information about the Tooth Fairy because I know a lot about Santa Claus. And honestly, I don't know that much about the Tooth Fairy origins, where they're from, how big it is. Does it apparate, like appear out of thin air, or does it fly in from somewhere?
I really am not up to date on my Tooth Fairy knowledge. I see Mike learning
now. I totally know about the Tooth Fairy, guys. Hold on.
Tooth Fairy's rich.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, like.
There is a collection of
money. Do they invest money temporarily and get interest in their bank, and then they pay out portions of it to the children?
I mean, they must.
Like, how do they do they have a job?
I think.
A 9-to-5?
I think. Do you think they plant these teeth?
Teeth?
Is that where money trees come from?
From teeth?
Yeah. Like you say, like, money doesn't grow on trees. Maybe it does for the Tooth Fairy. They've got a lot of money to put out there.
I think teeth would grow on the tree.
I'm just worried that this Tooth Fairy's got like a tough 9-to-5 that they're having to work to just pay out all this teeth money.
I don't know. Globally, I think his full-time job is snatching teeth, leaving dollars.
The Tooth Fairy, the way I understand it, is they have, you know, not shape-shifting, size, would you call it size-shifting, shape-shifting as well? Is that just how you would say that?
They're normally normal size?
Yeah.
And then they turn into a little flying one?
Yeah, and then they can shrink down.
Slip under the pillow.
Yep. Collect the tooth and then get out of there, and then that could be back to full size.
You think that the tooth fairy's ever been caught by a kid?
No.
Same as Santa?
Yeah, you can't. No.
Can you leave cookies out for the tooth fairy?
You know how much you know about Santa?
Yeah.
A lot, right?
Sure.
A ton. Why?
Well, because
Santa Claus.
I've been a very good boy.
Yeah. It's Santa. Like, of course we pick Santa. This is like, do you want to be Michael Jordan or LeBron James or, you know.
You're saying Tooth Fairy's a lower tier.
Yeah, it's just a lower tier.
Now, is it because.
Still in the NBA.
If Santa left teeth and the Tooth Fairy left presents, we'd be talking about a whole different story.
100%. Although the Tooth Fairy does not leave teeth.
Yeah, they take
what
the teeth.
What did I say?
Leaves teeth.
Yeah.
Presents.
But here, okay. Well,
so wait, if you put money under your pillow,
do you get teeth?
Do you get teeth? Do you wake up? I've never tried just putting money under my pillow, but.
I haven't either.
Maybe if I put like a 20 under there.
You get a molar?
You could buy some kids' teeth?
Yeah.
Weird.
Like, ooh, some canines.
But it's about what they give you.
And, I mean, the Tooth Fairy is working very hard every single day, where Santa, I mean, he's up there managing
things,
but.
When does being a kid stop in your mind, age-wise?
What, age?
Yeah.
12.
Let's call it 12.
The older I get, the older it is.
Yeah. How many?
I'd say about 36. 27.
How many Christmases do you get if you're 12 years old?
12.
12 Christmas. How many teeth do you lose? Lot more than 12.
Yeah. Okay.
So if the Tooth Fairy delivered more presents.
Time out. How many teeth do we have?
How many baby teeth?
Yeah, how many teeth are in our skull? Yeah, how many baby teeth?
Do you lose?
I'm going to guess, because I genuinely don't know.
I don't know either.
I do know the answer. I already know the answer.
You knew already, like how many teeth people have.
How many they lose. I know how many kids lose.
Wait, is there a different number?
Yes.
Well, not everyone has all their teeth.
Well, sure, but I'm just saying, like,
you're saying you lose every tooth you have as a kid?
Yeah, don't you?
No, because some.
Yes.
Yes, but then some come in. Yeah, I guess.
I'm saying you have the same amount of adult teeth as you have kid teeth, right?
No, because you get molars. Teeth. You get, like, your 12-year-old molars and your wisdom teeth.
I'm guessing 33 teeth.
Okay, that's a guess.
I think that's closer to the adult one. I'm going to go.
Wait, it's got
to
be even. 20. It can't be an odd number.
Bonus tooth.
Thinking through that, it really seems like it has to be an even number. Well, your left side's always heavier because you get one extra tooth.
So
I'm going
to go
34.
34.
I'll go like 22.
20.
I made a shark mouth.
20 teeth.
I did a couple rows of teeth in there.
You've got the Tom Cruise center.
And 32 is the adult teeth. That's why you're closer to the adult.
Wait,
yeah.
There's that many different?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you get a lot of molars. Like, you get molars when you're, like 5 or 6, and then you get molars when you're like 12, and then you get wisdom teeth later. Yeah. You only got to tack on 12. So it'd be 3 sets of molars.
12 extra teeth.
Your mouth gets bigger, man.
My mind is blown.
No, they don't all go in a small mouth.
I genuinely believed prior to this incredible podcast teaching me things that we have whatever it is, 20, 30, whatever it is. However many teeth you got as a kid that grow in, those fall out and get replaced by big daddy grown-up teeth. And that's it.
Now
maybe
you know.
Maybe wisdom teeth
now
like,
you learn.
Coming in the back.
By the way, if the Tooth Fairy got to go like also double as Tinkerbell in the Peter Pan world,
definitely.
Which I think of them similarly in scale.
Well, they're both fairies.
They're both fairies.
Yeah.
If she got to do both of those things, it would make it closer, but I'm going Santa.
Yeah, I can still fly. I just need my reindeer.
Yeah. Or some believe the toy bag can also magic you into the air.
I've never seen it.
That's a story for another day, kids. Yep. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with the Situation Room.
Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. People, the NBA playoffs are on the way. The postseason is on its way, and the way to take your fun and experience to the next level, it is Prize Picks. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks, they have something for every sports fan. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, well, Prize Picks will have your back, and that will not count as a loss. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season, it really enhances the fun of watching a basketball game. If you have the skills, you could turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. The app is really easy to use, and they have something truly for everybody. You like physical sports like basketball? It's there. You like esports like League of Legends? It's there for you, and it's really easy to use. Download the app today and use code SPITBALLERS for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the app today. Code SPITBALLERS, first deposit match up to $100. Again, grab that app. Grab Prize Picks, use the code SPITBALLERS, and you'll get a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
The Situation Realm.
How many wisdom teeth did you have, Jason?
Four? Yeah, four.
What about you, Mike?
I had all four.
You had all four.
Got them out.
I only had one.
Really?
Uh-huh. I was told none, so that was a bit of a surprise when one came in.
Oh, it just showed up?
Yeah, they x-rayed me. They said, you got none. A lot of high fives about avoiding wisdom tooth surgery and getting them out. And then all of a sudden, it came in.
Did you get it out?
Yeah.
Some people don't have them
yeah,
removed.
Yeah, I got it
right?
out.
Yeah,
I got
some
it
people
out
have the space for it. But
I guess I had the 33rd tooth.
Oh, my gosh. You had an odd yeah number of teeth.
I did have an odd number
you
of teeth.
You can have an odd number of teeth.
All right, into the Situation Room we go. We are very helpful at times with difficult situations. That's what we've been told by ourselves. And here's the first situation I have. Through a clerical error, you've been named as the Nobel Prize Nobel Prize winner in physics for discovering a new law of science. Which of these new laws of physics do you claim to have discovered, and explain it to us in layman's terms? So we've got three different laws. The principle of inverse gravitational repulsion.
Okay.
The law of temporal elasticity. And the theory of light speed deceleration.
Well, the temporal elasticity is clearly the one that I...
You're going with that one.
Well, yeah, I know the most about it.
Right.
Temporal elasticity is simply the...
Are you going to say temporary elastic?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am 100%.
You know when you got a pair of undies, you've had them too long.
Yeah, look, this is the tightness of your skin starts. It's completely temporary, man. It loses its elasticity, and then you know that's what we got to learn how to get it back.
No, but it's physics.
Yeah, it's not. That's what I'm talking about, the physics of it.
They don't care about your skin.
Or your undies. Look, the theory of light speed deceleration.
Yeah, that's the one I feel like you could.
And we agree on the same principle, which is that, you know, you have the speed of light.
Yeah.
And then you have as many pairs of sunglasses that you can put on, which slows the mm-hmm speed down.
Yeah.
It decelerates the light as it enters the iris.
Okay, so this is just about viewing the light.
It's up for interpretation.
It's also your pupil, but that's yeah okay.
Well, the iris is kind of accentuates the
he
pupil
was talking about Iris's pupil. She's the
it's only one
subject
person. What an incredible human being that this law of physics only applies
Mike
to you.
Mike is the science guy. So, Mike, explain to us the principle of inverse gravitational repulsion.
Well, inverse gravitational repulsion would be when you have an object that is just so massive that the laws of gravity have they don't scale up
because oh, okay
yeah, once yeah, once totally mass gets to a certain size our understanding of gravity and relativity it starts those laws start to break
if
down.
It had been a bigger apple above Newton it would have reacted
flown
differently
away.
Yes yes it would yes it would have repelled
into outer space
yeah, yeah.
Okay
that's the one.
Three Nobel Prize winners.
Yeah.
All
congrats,
right.
Congrats, guys.
Also,
we are still looking for an Emmy, though. This was...
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Will you accept anybody's Emmy?
No, but I will accept an Emmy
like
from anyone.
Okay. You've been invited to meet your girlfriend's parents for the first time.
Okay.
And have dinner.
Oh, that's the worst.
When you show up, your girlfriend introduces you as a world-renowned chef and volunteers you to prepare the meal for the night.
Nice.
You've got to put your best foot forward. What meal do you attempt to cook?
This is easy. This is easy for
me. Now, this is not fair because Jason is, even right now, becoming a more world-renowned chef.
We already know that Jason's a chef.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's been back at it.
Really chefing it up?
I have been really chefing it up.
So what do you got?
I think I'm gonna go chicken parm with like a chicken parm bajon. this is the full phrase.
You're gonna go full parmesan, not just parm?
As the Italians say, parmesan.
Would you introduce
parmigiano
like
regular?
It's chicken parm, also known as chicken.
No, you have to pause and say. Ajan.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, I would do chicken parm, ajan, and then like a carbonara pasta on the side. That's what I would do. Deep fry it, butterfly the breast open, panko breadcrumbs.
See, now you've lost me already.
See, the real
butterfly,
problem.
Butterfly, panko, what is this?
The real problem is that I can't prepare a home-cooked meal. So I could offer to grill, so I'd probably pretend like their oven's broken. Or their stove is broken.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I would say, you know what? I can grill up some burgers out back.
Could you get away with, you ask for the ingredients, you know, uh-huh. They've done the shopping, you need some chicken breasts, you need some stuff, you need, you know, get all the pots and pans out, heat up oil on the stove, get them kind of splattering, throw some chicken breast in there,
yep.
Kind of make a mess, a little bit on purpose, you chopping stuff all the time. Tell them, no, I don't need any help, you guys can go. You know, your delivery service is on the way, and you are just making noise, chopping things up, scooping things into the garbage.
I've thought about replating DoorDash before.
Yeah, and then everything goes in the garbage, and you plate beautiful, great, restaurant-delivered goodies.
I'm not sure that a 90s sitcom has existed where they didn't do that.
Delivery services weren't then.
Yeah, but you picked something up. Or I'm saying essentially the try to take credit that I cooked something, but it was actually a bucket from KFC.
So it's not a new idea?
No.
I'm down with that.
It's a tale as old as time.
That works.
But it's also the correct answer.
So neither one of you, Mike, you cook sometimes. Do you have a go-to meal?
If I have to make it from scratch, you're probably getting spaghetti and meatballs.
Okay.
I can do that.
Making the pasta?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Use of scratch.
I can make the meatballs, but the sauce and the noodles they need to be ready for me.
Yeah.
You look down on us, don't you?
I don't look down on you. I empathize. I feel bad for you guys.
Because you really stepped it up, and you love cooking.
I love
so now
cooking
we're
right
not
now.
We're not
shout
good
out
enough.
To Joshua Wiseman. Yeah. That's
what?
That's
the guy that cooks for him.
Yeah, that's my chef. That's my home chef.
He's gotten into cooking. He watches
cooking.
The guy all the time.
I just sit up at my counter and tell him.
How much of the cooking do you have to actually take part in? Like if you warm, if you set the burner up to.
Yeah, look, I'm the sous chef.
You've cooked.
I'm the sous chef. I just, you know, I'm like, let me get that for you.
Shout out to my chef.
Shout out to my chef.
All right, one more situation. Oh, we got timeout.
Yes, we do.
On your annual trip to the Amazon rainforest, I never miss it, you are bitten by a mysterious bug that bestows upon you the most useless superpower that you could ever imagine. Which power would you choose to inherit, and how will you use it to improve and or conquer the world? Here are the three useless superpowers that you may receive. Butterfingers, which is the ability to make anything you touch slippery. Balloon manipulation, the power to inflate and deflate balloons.
All balloons.
At will.
Okay.
I love the deflation. Yeah, I gotta go. I go around and I take all the helium out.
Your birthday party's done.
And
time to leave.
Dust accumulation, the ability to accumulate dust on surfaces faster than normal.
The speed really makes a difference here. You know, if you're talking like this is three times as fast and
that's still
in weeks. It's gonna be it's gonna look like it's been months since.
No. It's like a pretty quick dust magnet.
Pouring dust out my finger?
No. You put your finger on the object, and the dust in the room accumulates on it super quick.
So
about 15 seconds, you've got like a nice layer.
Can I do it on my hand?
I suppose.
Yeah, of course.
Is it a surface? Is your hand a surface?
Are you wanting to throw dust in someone's face in 15 minutes?
Yeah, I mean,
that was the timeline Andy said. Say, hold on.
No, I said 15 seconds.
Yeah, he said very fast. I'm just saying that you at least have a weapon. The Butterfingers, this actually has, you can apply this.
For sure.
If you're telling me that my feet can turn any surface that I'm on to be slippery, and I can just be doing the run and slide, like on the road.
Okay, so you run, and then slippery, yeah. Slides, unslippery.
See, I'm thinking of getting other people slipping.
Yeah.
Because this is what you touch a slipper. So I'm getting away from the coppers by making their cars slide down that hill. You know what I mean? They're coming up. And you might as well be driving on black ice because your car's going backwards.
But also, how would we... they'll conquer the world, I guess, was on here.
If everybody was slipping while they tried to capture you, they could never capture you, right?
I think so.
Wouldn't that actually be a really powerful...
Yeah.
Like if even the cops are running after you, they slip and fall no matter what.
Or if they grab, you touch.
They can't even grab you.
No.
And...
You're just all greased up.
Yeah, you put them in handcuffs, the handcuffs slip out.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, Butterfinger sounds pretty
good. It sounds
good.
Like we need an X-Men. Get on this, Marvel.
Interesting.
We're all taking Butterfingers?
Yeah.
I'm taking Butterfingers.
Now, you could wreak some havoc with hot air balloons.
Yeah, legit my only thought is like, you having fun up there?
I just thought of like...
Not anymore.
I'm on a hot air balloon, and I'm like, are we done yet? Because it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, no, it's going to be another half hour. And I go, no, it's not.
So you're going to deflate your own air?
Slowly.
Okay, I would slowly. Hope so.
Well, that's weird because I see a leak.
Yeah, we're landing right now. You can't really pop a hot air balloon, though.
I don't think so.
I would not.
No, because it's not.
It's not sealed.
It's not sealed. So it's kind of it's not inflated. What? It's just filled with hot air.
It's inflated.
It's inflated with hot air.
But I mean, like if it had some holes, it wouldn't even bother it, right?
Well, it would bother it a little.
A little.
Yeah, it would let heat out
the
top.
It doesn't say I can poke a bunch of holes in balloons. I have to deflate it.
Yeah, it can't be like a colander fabric.
Okay. It's time to draft after this quick break. Hey, Spitwads, I want to tell you about a product. Well, look, I feel like I invented it like 5 years ago, or rather I wanted somebody to invent it like 5 years ago. I'm talking about the Skylight Calendar, the perfect gift for busy people. And look, it's Mother's Day, so busy moms who love organization, and for a limited time, listeners get 15% off. I have a Skylight Calendar in my home. We have one here in the office. Why do we have a Skylight Calendar in the office? Because it's hard to keep track of everything that's going on, and it syncs all of your existing family calendars, Google, Apple, Outlook. You can add events directly to it. It's a big screen. It shows exactly what your daily agenda is, or you can do monthly. It's crystal clear. And it's a hub. It's like a central hub for your family, and it is so nice. And look, you can ask my wife as a mom. You can run a busy household. It can be pure chaos, and this is one way to know exactly what you got going on each and every day. The Skylight Calendar is a smart touchscreen calendar and organizer for all of your chores, groceries, to-do lists, and it's a great way to manage those appointments to make sure that they never overlap and they're never missed. It helps keep busy households on track and everyone on the same page so families can get time back from moments that matter. As a special limited time offer for our listeners, you can get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/ballers. That's skylightcal.com/ballers. Mother's Day is coming up, so order today to get 15% off your purchase at skylightcal.com/ballers.
The Spitballers Draft.
All right, we are drafting businesses that we miss, businesses that are no longer around or around like they used to be, and we miss them.
That's right.
We miss what life was like when they existed. And for the sake of our younger listeners out there who may not have lived in a time when these fine establishments existed, we will explain what they were.
Yeah, trust us. They were great. That's why they went out of business.
Businesses.
Now, I will say, Andy,
that we miss. Yeah.
Before you take your first pick, because I think there are some top tier picks, but there is a pick that has Andy's name all over it, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Really?
And I will warn you, if you don't take it now, it may not make it back to you.
Wow.
I think he's just trying to make sure something gets to him. I think that there are two.
There's
perfect
a,
picks.
There's a 101 and a 102 in either order. There's two
in either
and
order.
There's a 103 that may not make it back.
maybe. And look, maybe I'm not even remembering what it is, Mike. I'm trying to think of businesses that were catered to old people and whether or not they went out of business, which it seems to be the case.
Cracker Barrel's still around, man.
For me, I'm going to go with Toys R Us.
Okay.
Okay, that's
right.
One of the two.
I tried to get you one, Jay. It didn't work out.
Yeah, I appreciate the effort. Yeah, this stinks.
Toys R Us was the ultimate childhood dream. This was the largest toy store that existed.
They were very big.
It was literally just physically humongous. But everything in it was toys, video games, action figures.
Power wheels.
It was awesome. Honestly, when it came out that they weren't going to exist anymore, it was the hardest one to comprehend. Like, how? Like, that place is awesome.
Of course, I hadn't been there in 5 or 6 years.
The honest truth is, yes, because I had kids.
Yeah, so you go there and you look at what you're going to get, and then you go on Amazon. And
you're like, oh, it's $3 cheaper? I'll do that.
And now we know why they're gone. But yeah. Toys R Us was awesome.
I think they've got like a corner in Macy's or something.
I got lost in Toys R Us once. That's how big it was. Like, my mom had to page me at the front.
Oh, you had to get
really?
Paged?
Yeah, buddy.
Wow. Did that scare the crap out of you?
It scared the crap out of my mom.
Not
me.
He was having a good time.
I was checking out the toys, man. So I mean,
there's still big toy stores. FAO Schwartz.
Is that? No, that's gone.
That's gone.
In Times Square,
There's one.
Yeah.
There's one.
Oh.
It's like I was just there.
But
it's gone.
Not, but that is a gone toy store, because there used to be lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
There were other toy stores too, but most of the toy stores are gone because you can't compete with online. So I will go with Toys R Us because it was it literally was magical. What was the
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah.
Jay's got
There's
it.
A million things
that Toys R Us that I can play with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was the giraffe.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
it's Jeffrey. Now it's just Target.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's like a 2-aisle section.
So, Mike, go ahead. You
got
the next pick.
I was just going to say that in Toys R Us, the magical feeling of going into the video game section and getting to pick out a new game, and you had to hope that the paper was there, because the physical good was not there. Everything was behind the scene, and so you would take the little slip up and said, "I'm going to buy this." It was absolutely incredible. So I'm back up. The next best pick is Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Dadgummit.
This is the worst draft to have the third pick.
Because
it's clearly Blockbuster and Toys R Us.
Because, young people, when the internet was not around, you had to go to a place to get your movies or get your video games. And there was just so much built into it. Of the full anticipation of the drive. What are we going to get? You get there. Is the movie actually in stock? Because they had limited stock. And you would have times, especially with video games, because they'd have like one copy, where you go there week after week after week to try and get one specific video game. And then when it's finally there, the magical moment of getting to take it and have it, it was so incredible.
Blockbuster.
You're saying Blockbuster still there? There's the one.
There's one.
There's
left,
one. Yeah, but there's
yeah,
one.
No, that
fine.
Doesn't
that's
count.
Fine.
That doesn't count. That's like a. It's not making money. It's there as a tourist attraction.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. But
did you guys see the documentary, the last
I did.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Blockbuster just gave you a vibe. It was a feeling.
Yes.
It was like, this is an entertainment night. It was like going to the movies, but you got to go out and spend more time thinking about what you wanted, and I loved it. Yeah, that was the other pick for me.
All right, Jay. Now the
so
draft,
those are the two that you
now
want.
Now the
huh?
draft begins.
Yeah, those
I've
two
got
are
got so
awesome.
Many favorites that I hope you don't pick.
Oh, man, I got like nothing.
Good prep.
Well, no, I've got a list. I just they're just like not Toys R Us and Blockbuster. Those need to come back. I mean, not Blockbuster because like.
Yeah, it's unfortunately it doesn't work anymore.
It doesn't work. That's the weird one. It doesn't work anymore.
I wish there was a physical place that you could go and like look at your options
you
and then pick that and it's on my TV.
We all,
you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't go there.
No, I wouldn't.
No,
no chance.
It's gone. The ability to have that way of life. It's
man, but that
been
was
deleted.
So fun.
Yes,
I loved going there.
Not arguing with you there,
man. All right. Well, I'll take. I know one of these. Because it's somewhat similar, to Blockbuster. Tower Records.
Okay.
You'd go and you'd get your CDs or your albums. And
it was the same experience as like the Blockbuster to a degree. You
yeah.
got to go and spend time with music.
I mean, at least though, there are still versions, you know, there are still like vinyl records will never go away. Whereas
right.
like VHS or DVDs, like you don't even have stuff to play these things in your house anymore. So I'll take that. I was, the problem is like, I was never a big Tower Records guy. Like,
was that your preferred?
Yeah.
There were places out here like Warehouse.
Yeah.
There was, what was the other one?
There's the Warehouse. There was,
I don't know if that was a chain. Sam Goody. Yeah. Sam Goody.
FYE.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean,
Tower is the most well-known.
Yeah, Tower Records is.
But you have them all. I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Like I'm not.
The vintage CD place.
The Warehouse is where I would have.
Yeah.
Gone with, but it's the same exact idea.
Man, they charged a lot for CDs.
Oh, that yeah, that was like before the Amazon price shopping was there. It was Warehouse versus Best Buy, where you'd
yeah.
I'd be at the mall and like, oh, what, this band has a new CD out. I'm at the Warehouse. What? How much does it cost? $18.
Or 10 of your CDs. You could yeah. trade in 10 CDs.
Yeah. Or at Best Buy, this thing is $10, and it's like. I can't believe that this is happening.
My other pick, there are competitors to this that are still around. But I preferred this other store. I loved it. They were open late.
Ooh.
And
oh, no, I know what you're going to pick, and that's a heartbreaker for me.
I'm going with Borders.
Yeah.
That was the one.
That was the one.
That was the
Andy
one.
Yeah, I knew you would think. I knew if I picked it, I'd get sold down the river as that being a lame-o pick.
It's not a lame-o pick. Borders is
it's a bookstore that had a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Barnes
and great.
Barnes and Noble still does,
sort
but they're
of.
They're also on their way out. I mean,
yeah.
they've closed so many locations. But I loved Borders. You'd go there late at night with friends and get the coffee. They were open till like midnight. It was great. And then it was like, turns out that's not enough people go there. You lost a lot of money and go out of business.
Yeah, they used to have their own coffee shops, and then they bought all the Seattle's Best as a last-ditch effort to survive. I remember every week I'd go to Borders. That would have been one of my next picks, so good pick.
I warned you it wasn't going to come back. I hope you're happy.
I'm very happy with Toys R Us. I'm
yeah.
content.
Yeah.
I tried. Thanks. All right, so I'm back up?
Yep, you have Blockbuster.
Okay, so trying to play the game here. I don't know. I mean, everyone will remember it. I don't know if you guys would actually take it, but I will take it because I was a frequent patron because I was a bit of an electronics nerd when I was little. I'm going to take Radio Shack.
Sure.
The fact that you could go to, like, this is one of the things that is actually difficult on Amazon is, like, I know what cable I need, but, like, sometimes I need to go see all of them and see all the adapters and things. And make sure that I'm getting the right piece. When I was a kid, and I would have like you know my CD system, for whatever reason I always enjoyed running the cables out of it and just seeing what I could set up. So I would like put guitar amps all over, and I would run my CD player out to my guitar amps, and I would make it stereo across my entire room because this was the nerdy electronic stuff that I was into. So I'm taking Radio Shack.
Radio Shack. Was kind of the Ace Hardware compared to
yes.
the Lowe's, where
yes.
if Best Buy was the Lowe's or something. And so I remember going into Radio Shack as a kid and just being confused. Just
yeah.
being, it
yeah,
was
yeah,
too
yeah.
technical for young Andy, but not young Mike. So Radio Shack,
I
didn't
it.
Go a lot, but obviously one of the most iconic brands that have gone bye-bye. I'm back up.
Yep.
You are.
All right. I have some picks. I don't know if they're going to make it back through you. So I'm going to go with a similar one that I thought was way better and way cooler for my time period. It was Circuit City.
Yeah, I was hoping that came back.
Circuit City had TV. It was like
Best
Buy.
It was so much better than Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Well, because it was a different store.
Yeah.
Circuit City was Best Buy.
Yes.
But a lot of, like a strong computer department. And that was where, you know, you'd go and back when they sold, you know, a ton of computers and Windows operating system and all that stuff. Like Circuit City was just like a cool tech store to go to. And it was nice to browse someplace other than Best Buy. And
I also felt like I was in a plug when I was
at Circuit City. Yeah, because of the way it looked.
The commercials and they'd like plug the
which is service is state of the art.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You remember. Wow.
Welcome to Circuit City.
Yeah, see?
Your service is state of the art.
It's still there.
Not the company, but the, yeah.
They did their best, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So that's one. You got one more pick?
I do. I know that there's like.
Pass.
I know that there's no chance that any of you will pick it. But I'm still going to give it the honor of third spot.
Okay.
I don't even. I imagine it was a chain that went everywhere. I mentioned it to the producers earlier. You know what I'm talking about. Was that a chain? Can you do the research on it to make sure it was large enough that this is a smart pick?
Can you, let's just hold.
It was a Ma and Pa store right next to his house.
Yeah.
Do we get the thumbs up? All right. It doesn't matter. There was a place called TCBY.
Oh, yeah. The yogurt,
shop.
It
was
stood for the country's best yogurt. Yeah, and
dude,
it was.
That thing was massive
that
at one
place
point.
Was
because
awesome.
Everybody fell in love with frozen yogurt.
Because ice cream was bad for you.
Yes. Yes.
And somehow yogurt wasn't. So, yeah, TCBY blew up.
Yeah.
We used to get that all the time.
It was like a favorite treat spot for my family. When I mentioned it to the producers earlier, they both said the same thing. TCBY.
And I haven't heard that name.
I know. It was
like they're still around?
No.
I don't think so.
There's a bunch in Vegas. I'm on their website.
That's fine. But they're not here anymore.
No, it doesn't look like they're the closest ones to us are in Vegas now.
Really?
There's
they
some
have
in
some?
Los Angeles. But, obviously, it used to be
honestly,
massive.
I think I looked up the history of that company at one point in time because they used to have, maybe they're still out there.
They can't compete with the fill-your-own-bowl yogurt places.
Well, they're everybody can, without employees, have yogurt places now. But
yeah.
I didn't know. Does that still exist? I feel like I'm cheating.
It exists, but here's the thing.
I haven't thought about it in forever.
This is
1981 is when it opened up.
Yeah, and this draft is businesses we miss. It doesn't necessarily, to me, mean it has to be completely and utterly
right.
Like, you missed TCBY because it was awesome, and it's basically gone.
And it's gone for us.
So, yeah, okay. I think that's a fair pick.
I'm seeing a lot of locations still around.
Where?
Like Egypt, El Salvador, Malaysia.
Wait, they're still international?
Yeah, the other side of the world has not caught up with the fill your own yogurt.
Have you heard? Ice cream is terrible for you.
Yeah, they're just 20 years behind. Eventually, they'll all go out of business.
Man, yeah, so for me.
We should open a Circuit City
look,
overseas.
43 years ago, I miss it.
Ridiculous.
So, okay. This qualifies it quite a bit. There were over 1,700 locations.
They had to have been bankrupt
in 2001, and they're down like below 400 now.
Yeah.
So they're on the way out.
Yeah.
All right.
And you miss it because they're gone
there
soon.
There you go. All right. So I don't think I'm picking anymore. I think it's up to Mike.
Yep. I am up. I will take a store that their brand no longer exists, and so that's the version of the store that I'm taking because it's now GameStop.
Okay.
But EB Games
was
the freaking best.
So you have a lot of memories there.
Oh, man, EB Games. Because here was the best part, which I don't know if everyone knew this about EB Games. If at first they had a policy that you could buy a game and within like a couple days you could return the game and get all your money back.
Wow, that's how you go out of business.
So... Yes, thank you, Josh. Electronics Boutique.
Oh, I wondered what it stood for.
Yeah, Electronics Boutique. And this was, I mean, because it was a game store, this is where you could go back at that time and see games on the shelves that you've never even heard of. And then, you know, just you, all the boys. For us, it was at a mall that was 20. It was at Metro Center, which for us is like a 20-minute drive. When you're a teenager, that's like a four-hour drive.
Oh, yeah.
So it was always
very special place.
It was
for
always
you.
Like this great voyage we would take to go out there and get games. And sometimes we would buy a game, go home, we would play it for 5 hours. Oh,
boo.
Guys, EB Games is still open. Let's go take this thing back.
It was your rental store?
Yeah, it was.
Did they buy games as well?
They
just like the GameStops did?
Eventually they did.
They got bought or absorbed by GameStop?
Yeah.
GameStop,
well, there was actually, it was, so it's like Funko Land, Babbage's, EB, and GameStop. I think like eventually all of them merged and then went under the GameStop brand, and then it turned into the everything is buy a used game and sell us your games for dirt cheap, unfortunately. EB Games, and like the employees were always super cool. And I mean, even when you're back for the second time in one day returning a game you just bought, they're just like, okay.
Costco policy.
Yeah, they don't give you crap for it.
Don't do that, kids. All right, Jason, you are up.
You do it. You live your life.
With two picks that look real prepped over there.
Yeah.
Two stores you missed like nothing else.
Like, I just... Well, now, are these only stores? Because this was businesses we miss. So I got a list of stuff that's like not necessarily like walk-in stores.
I mean, you can say sweet tomatoes. That's fine.
They're coming back, dude.
I did see that.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is what I was just looking up. Because
defunct restaurants
is more of a defunct restaurant. I'm more in the vein of TCBY because it's like it still exists.
But it's not really regular.
But it's not, you know, it peaked, man. It was it was the center.
Go ahead, take it.
Of you want a steak? When I was growing up, you went to the Sizzler.
Oh yeah, dude. Of course you can take that.
Yeah,
you can take the heck out of the Sizzler.
They technically are still out there sizzling some steaks.
But back then,
somehow
their marketing, they had convinced people that the Sizzler was fine steak dining.
Yeah.
Even though you wait in a line.
That's how I felt about Red Lobster.
You wait in a line
as a kid
to order.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. No, it was. It seemed
the Sizzler's
like it was
a very funny
pick. It seemed
pick.
Like it was fine dining.
Yes.
And then it was like, wait, this is awful. This is like not good. And so I'm looking it up.
But you missed the Sizzler?
Yeah, I guess I missed the commercials and the sizzle. The marketing was great. And now they're like, we don't have any money for marketing because nobody eats here anymore. And what's ironic is I was looking it up, and what I have learned on today's episode, if I can already skip ahead, is that if your business is failing and you're having a hard time keeping up with the times, go overseas because they've still got plenty of locations open.
Sizzler does?
Yeah. They got them in Japan. They got them in Egypt. And
we have tricked people that this is like Americana.
I think some of those companies, what happens is the way they franchise, like the main company might go out of business, but one person owns one location. They have the rights to it forever. So
they're just running it better over there?
Some person somewhere has the rights to run that for eternity, and they passed it down to their families.
And they like don't have the franchise fee
anymore?
Yeah,
the franchise doesn't exist. None of that stuff exists. They're just running the Sizzler.
All right.
Now, for my last one, I know exactly what I want to take, but this I'm going to put it out to you and see if this fits or not. I'm not trying to cheat a system. I want to know if this actually fits the mold. No, genuinely. Like, you'll get it. AOL.
Does totally that, fine.
That's fine.
Okay,
totally
fine. That's, dude, yeah. I loved AOL.
You when did?
When it came out, it was internet. It was the world. It was where I went. I'd go home and I'd
you
dial
got
up.
Mail.
Yes. Dude, I loved the you got mail. AOL was
I
incredible.
Guess there was the instant messenger.
There was instant message, AIM.
Yeah.
I mean, like for
AOL keyword.
Oh, yeah. Every commercial in the world, Sizzler would be like, you say, well, keyword Sizzler. That was how you searched for things on the internet.
Can't spill them myself
I
right
watched
there.
That.
Mike did.
A little bit.
So, yeah, I mean, AOL technically is still around, but they're not AOL anymore.
That's for, yeah, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Mike, you're up.
All right. My final pick. I'll be curious if anyone in this room actually got out to it because it was it existed. There was very few locations, but when this franchise was being built, there was like I seem to recall like really big names behind it, and it was built up to be like this is going to be the biggest and the best arcade ever, and we had one here. It was out at Arizona Mills.
Okay.
GameWorks. I don't know if you guys remember this.
No idea.
So here's what GameWorks was.
Is this representative of like all old arcades basically?
Yes. Well, okay. Yeah. I thought about drafting like Aladdin's Castle because that's the brand that most arcade people know. But this one specifically GameWorks because it was a two-story arcade, which at that time was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So upstairs will be all the old retro games and then downstairs will be the new games. Games that you will see at no other arcade. Like the first time I played I think it was called Guitar Freaks, which was you have the big guitar controller, you're playing awesome music, and then years later that turned into Guitar Hero, but it was like, no, I already know this. This is called Guitar Freaks. And it was fantastic. And then in the middle, there was a video game ride that you have to wait in a big old line, and then you sit in a chair that goes that as you're killing, like I think it was like enemy alien ships.
Oh, I remember this.
And then when you get shot, you plummet down to the bottom.
Dude, that place was awesome.
That place was awesome.
Okay, so check this out. I'm looking them up. GameWorks still exists in one location. It's in Seattle. There is GameWorks left.
No.
I feel like this is like a Mike takes a family vacation to Seattle now. To see GameWorks.
It's still there? Do they have the big ride?
So
if they got the big ride, then I'm going to figure that out.
Mike has Blockbuster, Radio Shack, EB Games, and GameWorks. Jason with Tower Records, Borders,
theme,
Sizzler, and AOL. I have Toys R Us, Circuit City, TCBY, and one final pick. Now, I am going to ask for your help on this one.
All right.
Because there have been a number of defunct sports stores.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. No,
Oshman's.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yes.
I couldn't remember the name. I know the Sports Authority's gone now. Everything is the only one that's left is, well, I guess there's a couple.
Dick's is still out.
Sportsman's Warehouse and but
end
that's,
of list. Those
but that's
two.
Not even like a sports one.
But Sports Authority and Oshman's.
Oshman's is the one. Because Oshman's had
basketball inside.
It had inside basketball, inside baseball batting cage, and a golf simulator.
Yes.
And I remember as a young kid wondering how they were in business.
Yeah,
because you would go into there and there wouldn't be a soul around except for in those places
except
where you got
just to play the
you
games.
Got to play basketball and you got to swing the golf simulator, but no one was buying nothing.
No, we would go to Oshman's just to play basketball.
I couldn't that you named it right away. I couldn't remember the name of it because they put one out here in Arizona when you were growing up, but Oshman's is gone.
It was walking distance from my house, boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you'd go over to Oshman's?
Yeah, I knew Oshman's very well.
I know why they went out of business, too. Because there was a change in their management or from the top down said you can no longer come and play basketball here. Like, it's just to, like, test a basketball. You couldn't have a game because of whatever. And then you know what happened? You know the next time I went to Oshman's? Never again. You have a basketball court in there to be played with. And then I go to play with my friends, and they're like, I'm sorry, you can't play a pickup game here anymore. Then I will never be back. Enjoy being out of business.
No,
I actually remember when they did that.
Did you ever purchase
it? Yeah, it was
and
a
I
real,
hated them. They got tired of people loitering around.
Yeah.
Buying their products and shopping.
Spending time at their business. Dummies.
But in that time, did you ever buy anything?
No.
I was overpriced.
I was a kid. I didn't have money.
You were just using their electricity.
Well, they're
creating
good, their electricity either way.
Creating goodwill in his home, in his family home.
Clearly, the goodwill ran out, and they're like, we got to make some money, guys.
Yeah, but the way to make money isn't to say, get off my lawn.
Yep. So, all right, that'll do it for today's draft. Do you have any quick...
I got a lot on my list.
CompUSA, Sports Authority.
Dude, CompUSA is
on mine. Sharper
Image. Sharper Image is on mine, too.
Mine is less stores left.
DeLorean I've got, like, Motor Company.
Napster and Netscape.
And, oh, that's funny.
Vine?
Okay.
You know, so they're you not thinking, around anymore, but Vine was... I was just thinking...
You were
like
a Vine bro?
Businesses. And then Kmart.
Yeah, and Blue Light Specials.
The problem is I just didn't... I never liked Kmart.
Yeah.
No, I didn't either.
I felt like I needed a tetanus shot. If I went to Kmart, I'm like,
You looked at it worse than Walmart?
Oh, big time. Big time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I thought Kmart was a step up from Walmart.
No, if my vaccines weren't up to date, I was not going.
All right, Mike, you got any honorables?
We've said mostly everything. But then I also had DeLorean.
Did you? Yeah, I had it too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Anybody remember service merchandise?
Yep.
What?
Yeah. Service merchandise. I'll tell you what I remember about service merchandise.
That? It's like a Target.
It was a store that had a commercial, and the commercial had a kid who brought his little Walkman into the return desk and said, "Sir, today I bought this, but today I saw this, and it was the discounted price on this, or yesterday I bought this, and today I saw this, and it was discount." And they're like, "Here you go," and they give him the difference.
Good for
and
you.
And he walked out all happy, and then they shut the doors and closed the company. Montgomery Wards, Jason, you remember that?
Montgomery Wards is basically the same thing.
What, Mervyn's? Is that gone?
Oh, I actually did like Mervyn's. That was more, I mean, it was closed shop.
Smelled like perfume.
Well, I
this guy liked Mervyn's.
I had memories of going to Mervyn's. I don't know if
what
I like
what a weird name.
Both Montgomery Ward and Mervyn's.
E-machines.
You just name it the old computer companies?
Yeah.
So were people named Mervyn?
Mervyn sounds like a Muppet's name. Like pretty Gonzo sure. and Mervyn.
I'm pretty sure that's a wizard.
Mervyn.
No, that's Merlin, you dummy.
I know.
Okay.
What did we learn today?
I learned that we're old.
I learned that adults have a bunch of teeth kids don't have, and that you got to have even number of teeth.
You don't have to.
Oh, that's
it true. Is recommended. All right, that'll do it for today's Spitballers. Thanks for joining us. Kids, thanks for staying around. Back with episode 281 next week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.